It says, they will sing about what the Lord has done, because the glory of the Lord is very great. They will sing. We need to be singing. Huh. We don't need to be complaining. We need to be singing. We are the ones that is representing glory. We need to be singing. About what? What the Lord has done. Not what the devil is doing, but what the Lord is doing. Amen. And when we sing about what the Lord is doing, amen. He said, because his glory, the glory of the Lord is great. It's priceless. It's something that you can't buy. It's something that he gave us. But we need to be singing about him because we represent him. Amen. What about Psalms? And this is going to be the last Psalm. Amen. Psalms 104 and 31. Look what it says. May the Lord's glory continue forever. May the Lord enjoy what he made. Ooh, I think I'm going to read that again. Praise God. Look what it said. May the Lord's glory continue forever. May the Lord enjoy what he made. Did he make you? Don't you know he want to enjoy you? He want... Lord, I tell you, God, he thought about us in a way that we couldn't even imagine. He said, those people are special to me. And since they're so special, I want them to have what I got. And since I want them to have what I got, I want to enjoy them. I want to get some praise from them. I want to see the praise that I made on them. Amen. When we represent the glory. When we represent the glory. Amen. You know what? You ain't got to be no special officer to represent the glory. Amen. You just need to be in fellowship and be a part of this team to represent the glory. Amen. Praise God. You know what? It don't need me going over there rooting for another team not supposed to be over here with the Greenway. I'm talking about football, you know. But anyway. How is it going to look? I'm over there in Columbus. Yeah, Greenway. I'm all on Columbus side. So what I'm saying is we represent God. Why are we going to think we can represent God on the devil's side? We can't do that. So what we got to understand, if you don't get anything else I said today, be careful how you represent the glory. Be careful how you represent God's glory. Because God, he wants to use us no matter where we go. No matter who we around, he want to use you. He want to use you in your home. He want to use you when your husband ain't acting right. He want to use you when your children ain't acting right. He want to use you when things ain't going right in the home and you're thinking, Lord, what else I can do? But he wants you to be the one that he can count on to know you're going to represent his glory. On the job. I don't care if the boss is acting up. I don't care if they don't act like they like you. Represent the glory. Go in with a smile on your face. Go in and do what God tell you. Represent the glory. Let it shine. Amen. Praise God. When you do that, God is going to be pleased. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So then I finish. Hold on just 1 minute. I'm going to go back to this thing. And then I'll be finished. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Now, I'm back at 2 Corinthians 3rd chapter. Now look what it says. It said, we are shown the Lord's glory, and we are being changed to be like him. This glory in us bring more and more glory, which come from the Lord, who is the Spirit. We have the Spirit of God in us. We have the Spirit. How many of y'all have the Spirit of God in you? I just kind of summed you. Raise your hand high if you got the Spirit of God in you. Praise God. You should have been jumping up and down when I said that. Amen. Praise God. Because that's something I'm telling you nobody else could have gave you. Praise God. We can have the Spirit of God in us. And when we have the Spirit of God in us, we can the glory. Ooh, ain't that something? You know what? It's amazing. We can something we don't even realize how important it is we can. And we've been letting the devil duke us all the time. Because we don't know the glory. Ain't that something? Father, we're going to represent the glory. We just thank you, God, for you showing us even the more how much you appreciate us to give us what we really need. And God, we can set up, hallelujah, a place even in our home to represent your glory. And when people come in, God, they'll know that you abide in our home, God. Oh, God, we just praise you and thank you for every lady that is here, everyone that is representing you today, God. And we pray in the name of Jesus that you will guide them and direct them from this day forward to operate in the glory, God. Let people know that they belongs to you, God. And no matter what come their way, when they get in your presence, God, bring forth joy, bring forth peace, bring forth whatever we need. And we thank you, God, that we don't have to settle in our spirits, because we know the glory of God will move out anything that don't represent you, God. Oh, God, we thank you. We don't have to settle for sickness and diseases. We don't have to settle for things going on in our life that we know ain't right, God. We don't have to settle for being in Lola Bar, God, because you have brought us up, God, to a place where we can be in contact with you. We can come in this place and abide in your presence. And we thank you for it, God. And we glorify your holy and righteous name for who you are in us right now, God. We're not going to let you down in no kind of way anymore because of how we feel, because of what's been going on in our life, because of what people done said, because of where we are right now. But we always going to give you the glory, God, and the praise that you deserve. And we thank you right now, God. The glory of God is already here, God. The glory of God is in this place to make a change in our lives. And we want to accept, hallelujah, what you're doing in us right now, God. Oh, God, I thank you in the name of Jesus. Everyone that is representing the glory in this place, God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, whatever need to be, hallelujah, changed in their home, God, they will represent the glory, God. When they get back, they'll see a change, God. Things will line up with the word of God. I thank you in the name of Jesus. They will not go back, God. They will not allow the enemy to dictate what they home supposed to be like, because they represent your glory, God. And I thank in the name of Jesus, whatever is not right, they can make it right. Amen. Oh, God, I thank you in the name of Jesus for giving us that power to make things right, God. In the name of Jesus, we give you the glory and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and give God glory and praise. Lift your hands and praise the Lord in this place. Praise him for the glory. Praise him for the glory. Praise him and thank him for the glory. Praise him and thank him for the glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for the glory, God. Thank you for the glory today, God. Thank you for blessing us to know how to operate in the glory. Thank you, God, that you made us in your image and your likeness, God. And we thank you, God, that we have exactly what we need in order for things to be done like it need to be done, God. Thank you for the glory. Thank you, God. Thank you for changing us, God. Thank you for changing our walk and our talk, God. Thank you for changing the way we act, God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for the change. 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 Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord.